This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. Coming up, the quick and the dead. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. Well, folks, here's a contender for this year's Kutzper Award. Robert was charged with driving in the carpool lane without the required number of persons in the car. California's Garden Grove Freeway has a rule: if you want to drive in the carpool lane, you have to have at least two persons in the vehicle. Robert was in the business of transporting corpses for a mortuary, and when stopped by the California Highway Patrol, he had in the back of the van four bodies. When he appeared before the judge, he claimed the law only requires two people in the car. Nowhere does it say they have to be breathing, sitting up, or even alive. He argued the four bodies plus himself made a total of five, so he was legally in the lane. But the judge ruled that it's implied the persons in the vehicle have to be alive and breathing. In other words, being a human isn't the same as a human being. And the court concluded that passengers have to be alive to qualify for life in the fast lane. With things deteriorating pretty fast, Robert even referred to his own dead mother, expressing the hope that no one would ever refer to her as mere cargo. So Robert's case embalmed, and the court fined him $58, which the National Law Journal called a stiff penalty. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law.